This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Super Bowl is tonight. CBS's Wendy Gillette has a preview.
Super Bowl.
Kansas City is looking to make history, trying to become the eighth NFL team to win back-to-back Super Bowls. The last time was the Patriots in 2004. Kansas City resident Stephanie Bradley is going to the game to cheer on the Chiefs.
I think we have the best duo of Mahomes and Kelsey. I think it's another year for us.
The 49ers are also hoping to make it into the record books. A sixth Super Bowl win for the team would give San Francisco the most in league history, tied with Pittsburgh and New England. Jeff Jackson from Sacramento bet $500 on a win.
They dominate on both sides of the ball. A better team.
Kickoff is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Former President Trump campaigning in Conway, South Carolina, lobbed an attack on rival Nikki Haley, campaigning without her husband.
What happened to her husband? Where is he? He's gone.
Nikki Haley's husband is deployed in Africa with the South Carolina Army National Guard.
If you mock the service of a combat veteran, you don't deserve a driver's license, let alone being president of the United States.
The UN is under pressure to devise a plan to help displaced Palestinians in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza, where Israel is preparing a major military operation. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
Israel's announcement that it planned to invade Rafah set off panic in the city and warnings from its allies. More than half of Gaza's population is sheltering there. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked the military to plan for their evacuation, but the United Nations says they have nowhere left to go.
The FAA reports all six people aboard a helicopter that crashed near Nipton, California, have been killed. Here's Michael Graham with the National Transportation Safety Board.
Witness reports of the weather conditions at the time of the accident suggest rain and a wintry mix. We are aware of media reports of some downed power lines near the accident site. We will be looking into this report.
Among those killed, the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, along with his wife and son. Britain's King Charles has issued his first statement since the public announcement of his cancer diagnosis.
In a statement issued by the British royal family, King Charles said he would like to, quote, express my most heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes I have received in recent days. The monarch added, as all those who have been affected by cancer will know, such kind thoughts are the greatest comfort and encouragement. Charles was diagnosed with cancer while he was undergoing treatment for an enlarged prostate. While the palace says the 75-year-old is undergoing treatment, they have not said what kind of cancer it is.
CBS's Matt Piper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Yeah!
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Icicle from Last Crack's Uprising album released in 2019. The song before that really does not need an introduction, does it? My Burning Time. It's probably one of the most well-known Last Crack songs out there for sure. Essential Last Crack. What's your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. And I promise you I'll get that double dip of Last Crack that is your Essential Last Crack every Saturday, 11 o'clock here during the Max Inc. Heavy. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And by the Lazy Elf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at thelazyelflounge.com. I've got new music from Sum of Souls, Revolution X, and Mickey Magnum. We'll hear all that right after New Abaddon's End. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shield, sword against blade, light of the battle, Mace against shield. blade burning the shadow. Ron came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Mickey Magnum and Avenging Spirit. Revolution X and their latest one, 12-Gauge Remedy, and Abaddon Zen started that set off with Absence in Adolescence. Music on the way from Ash Aria. We'll do some Black Lady Jane and Droids Attack. Tomorrow on Civic Media is Badger Basketball. The men welcome Purdue, who's number two, Wisconsin number six. Badgers need to win this game after the loss to Nebraska. The best way to listen to the game is on the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us or you can grab the app right now at maxincradio.com. On Wisconsin.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Black Lady Jane, and that was Hollow Root. Ash Aria before that with The Burning, Some of Souls in that set as well, with another siren song. And we started the set off with Left of Reason and Artificial. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate you. Tune in again next week, next Saturday at 10 p.m. to midnight for handcrafted hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. And maybe tune in even earlier. 6 o'clock is when we go live across the Civic Media Radio Network each week. Love to have you along with us. We'll get out of here with some Lords of the Trident in just a couple of minutes. But right now is the Mighty Droids Attack and Claw Hammer Suicide. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.